The Department of Homeland Security announced today it's expanding the program that requires some visitors to the U.S. to be fingerprinted and photographed. People from nations that are among the closest allies of the U.S., including Britain, France, and Germany, will be subject to the extra security measures. The new policy takes effect September 30th. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The new policy applies to nations that are part of the Visa Waiver Program, whose visitors to the U.S. do not need to obtain visas for stays of up to 90 days. These include most of the nations of Western Europe, as well as Australia and Japan and others. Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson says the policy change is necessary because of a lag in developing biometric passport technology.
The technology is not in place. The international community has not defined the technical standards sufficiently yet. And so before we invest all of this money, we want to make sure the standards are in place and that we have uniform standards for reading these new passports that will be issued under this program.
The Bush administration has asked Congress to extend for 2 years the deadline for visa waiver countries to issue biometric passports, which contain a traveler's fingerprints and iris scans, which can be read by machines. Until those passports have been issued, visitors will have their fingerprints and photographs taken when they enter the U.S. through any of 115 airports and 14 seaports. There are no changes to the rules covering Canadians and Mexicans. The visitors from the waiver nations won't have to go through the interview process and background checks at consulates that people from other nations must now submit to in order to enter the U.S. The process, part of what the government calls the U.S. visit program, was approved by Congress after the 9/11 attacks. Hutchinson says it's been working.
It only adds about 15 seconds to the process of bringing in an international guest. It is minimally inconvenient, and it's been well received and has not backed up any lines.
The Department of Homeland Security estimates that some 13 million visitors from visa waiver countries enter the U.S. each year. Mark Krikorian, executive director of the Center for Immigration Reform, says the new policy is a good idea.
Moussaoui, after all, was a French citizen. Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, was a British citizen. So we really do need to be vigilant about people coming from Western European countries.
Krikorian, in fact, would like to see the program expanded to monitor visitors entering the U.S. from Mexico. The nation's allies generally support the new policy. Oliver Schramm is a spokesman for the German embassy in Washington.
We're very supportive of the whole process. We want to make sure that it gets harder for terrorists or potential terrorists, evildoers, and other people to infiltrate and to come into the U.S. or the EU.
But not everyone is so relaxed about the new policy. A French bartender quoted by the AP in Paris wondered, why don't they put a barcode here, pointing to the back of his neck, and implant a chip in your forearm? Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.